Rupai, Krishna and Nitya Das. We are here not to become leaders. We have come here with a specific purpose to become servants of the servants. Okay, carry on now.
No, but sometimes I see like people say, oh, why this one is going to order me and tell me to do something, I can also
okay.
Be the leader.
Fine. Yeah. And that attitude we have to overcome. We shouldn't think, why he is ordering me? When we feel that way, who is actually that responding? My false ego. Now in Krishna consciousness, we have to get rid of our false ego. Right? If somebody says, somebody comes up with giving us some order, our attitude should be, yes, Prabhu, I'll try my best to do it. See, this is a change of attitude. Is absolutely necessary. As long as we want to lord over, we will remain in the material nature. If we want to go to the spiritual sky, we have to give up the tendency to lord over and become the servant of the servant. Right?
Everybody, this is some inborn quality in a person. Everybody cannot become a leader.
Don't worry about become leader. If Krishna wants, he'll make you a leader. Prabhupada didn't want to become a leader. It's Krishna who made him a leader. Right? Similarly, our attitude should be, we are here to become servants, not masters. If somebody has become a master, if somebody has become a leader, let's recognize that Krishna has put him in that position. But I am happy just by being the servant of the servant. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is saying, Gopi Bhaktu Pada Kamalayo Dasho Anudasho Dasho Asmi. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, the lover of the gopis. So that is our role. Right? If somebody is a leader, okay, he's a leader. And I feel happy that I don't have to take all the responsibility like he has to. I don't have to worry about so many people's welfare and like, I'm fine, like with my little world, I'm doing a little service and I'm happy doing that. So that is the attitude of a devotee. I don't want to become big. I want to become small. And that is the meaning of Trinadopi Sumichena. I want to become more humble than a blade of grass. So that is the spirit of Krishna consciousness. Alright. Yes, Ramananda?
In that respect, Guru Maharaj, you, just 2 days ago there was this quote from you on that says that we should be ready to take up responsibility for Krishna.
If Krishna gives it, take it. If Krishna's devotees want you, do it. But not that, you know, I want to become the big personality. Whatever you want me to do, Prabhu, or Prabhus, I am ready to do it. Like the other day, I was talking to one of my godbrothers in New Vrindavan, and he was telling me that how Radhanath Maharaj was so reluctant to take sannyas. When the proposal came that he should, and he was, I mean, it was, he was being asked to take sannyas. And he was telling that, he was confiding with some of his close associates, saying that, no, I'm not qualified. And that feeling was genuine. You know, it's not that just saying that, oh, I'm not qualified. And he used to give reasons, so You know, for so long I used to keep my long hair and beards. I did not become submissive. I didn't submit to. And this is the thing, you know, like although so qualified himself, he was thinking that he was not qualified. So that is the mood of a devotee. Although the responsibility or title or position is awarded, his initial response is, I am not qualified. Just like Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami. The devotees asked him, I mean, please write, you are such a poet, you are such a prolific thinker and writer. And he was not accepting. But then when Govindaji indicated, then he took up the responsibility.